Hello, my name is Arthur Cronkite, and I come to you today asking questions regarding the university's mascot. Why does the University of Illinois use an earth-based religious symbol? What kind of arrogance allows the university to believe it can somehow capture the Native American spirit in a mascot? Why do vast numbers of students and alumni fervently worship an ancient religious ideal? When a child of no consequence, adorned in spiritual regalia, dances forth from an underground passage into the assembly hall, what underworld spirits does he bring with him? As he dances like a madman possessed upon dead woods bound and lacquered in a domed hut void of all nature, what dark forces are spread among the gathered tribe? As those present stand in devotion, arms positioned to receive the spirit, what demons fly from sacred feathers to possess the worshipers? What malevolent tentacles entangle the hearts of those who have opened themselves to receive the spirit? Once the channeling is complete, the spirit accepted and the followers go forth, do they take the underworld with them? Is this why editors of the student newspaper publish disrespect of Muslim beliefs, or Greeks in their hedonism taunt those of color because the dark spirits are strong among them? Is it a tribe of spirits that trick the devoted into believing that the chief is only a mascot and nothing more, or one great demon? What kind of underworld darkness blinds normally devout Christians, allowing them to proudly submerge themselves in pagan practice and symbols? Do these spirits now call to our elected officials? Is it an underworld vision that leads these men in battle to deny truth? Is it possible we have found the original source to some of the darkness today, which have these men aiding and abetting a criminal presidency that wages war upon the Muslim world? Why is it that a place of understanding, truth, and wisdom now comes under siege by those of dominance seeking submission? Why do these men seek to practice spiritual legislation that will guarantee continued desecration? Is it because they must have blind followers in order to stay in power? Or could it be simple ignorance in what is done each time a child without a vision quest, unnamed through infant testing, conjuring spirits without aged wisdom, has produced such a poisonous cauldron? Which begs the last of questions. When will the elders come and shed light upon these deceived practices? When will the real chiefs assemble and confront the dark forces that hold us captive? When will the fires of the circle be lit and the surface spirits called so that all may understand? When will dark hearts be exposed to the purifying light of spirit dances that only the children of the earth may practice fully? For until they do, and until we see, dark spirits will continue to dance with glee in the hearts of ignorant men.